Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Talking Baseball on this Saturday, the beginning of the Memorial Day weekend. And last night in Cincinnati couldn't have been more bizarre as we get ready for baseball today. The Giants and Reds met yesterday in the Queen City of Cincinnati, the first time these two teams are meeting this year. The Reds had lost 13 straight to National League West teams before last night. So it is Graham Ashcraft making only his second start of the year for the Cincinnati Reds, second start of his major league career. He was a mid-round draft pick a number of years ago, and they brought him up, and he pitched last night against the Giants, against their ace, Carlos Rodon. And the Reds end up winning the game 5-1, 5-9-0 for the Reds. They left 9 on base, 1-6-1 for the Giants. They left 7 on base. For Rodon, didn't pitch badly, but not in command last night of his off-speed stuff. The fastball was a couple of ticks lower than it normally is, and he ended up going 6 1/3 last night, 7 hits, 3 runs. A homer to Brandon Drury, remember him from Arizona, he crushed one about 108 miles an hour, but 3 walks and only 2 strikeouts in his 99 pitches, but he did take the team into the 7th inning. For Ashcraft last night, he was terrific. 6 1/3 innings for this right-hander. He gave up 4 hits, no runs, a couple of walks, which eventually knocked him out of the game in the 7th inning, and 1 strikeout for him. Not a great surprise. In A and Double A last year, he put together 44 consecutive scoreless innings, and he had his stuff going last night. Well, what a night at the ballpark, and what a week of baseball, what a week off the field and everything else, and it just continued last night. It was a rain delay of 2 hours and 8 minutes before this one got underway. It was supposed to go 3:40 Pacific time and start about 5:45 Pacific time last night. Before the game, a lot of rain and threats of rain, so they did delay it. But then we had an incident. Tommy Pham, who's got a long history of things happening around him, for the Cincinnati Reds. He's been with the Padres, with Tampa Bay. And Jock Peterson, who's had the great week this week with 4 home runs and tying things that Willie Mays did in 61 and one homer shy of Cepeda for his first 35 games as a Giant. Well, he and Pham meet in the outfield, and they get into an argument about fantasy football. Can you believe this? Before the game, and Tommy Pham ends up slapping Jock Peterson, and then the benches emptied, the bullpens emptied, and everyone was pulled apart. And Jock Peterson explained that after the game what happened, and you talk about boys being boys, come on. Tommy Pham and Jock Peterson get into it. The Giants are upset by it and complain. Baseball's now investigating it, and Tommy Pham was not permitted to play last night. He was pulled from the lineup of the Cincinnati Reds. So if that wasn't strange enough, the game starts. And, of course, as this is a Reds team, the Reds team that's playing better, they're playing 600 ball over the last few weeks. They've won 6 of their last 10. They're 15-30 on the year now. Giants now fall to 24-20. But this Reds team has scored 4 runs or more at home in 15 straight games, and that is some sort of major league record. Giants were 6-1 against the Reds last year and handled them really, really well. Ashcraft really settled down this Reds team, and the pitcher generally does, since he was pumping that first strike in there just about all night long. Coming into the game and after the game, obviously the Giants have now scored 224 runs, only 1 last night, 52 homers. The Reds, on the other hand, 192 runs scored, a lot less than the Giants, and only 40 homers. But it is the day of the game, and it's what you do that day. The Giants' on-base percentage has been outstanding in this month of May, and the month has not been kind to the Giants. 10-13 in the month of May with 4 more games to go, and in the Gabe Kapla era, there's only been 1 other month back in 2020 where the Giants did not at least play 500 ball. So we'll talk more about today's matchup in a little while. When we do our Perry's preview, it is Alex Wood and Vladimir Gutierrez goes for the Cincinnati Reds. We'll talk more about that one as the show goes on this morning. Well, the scoring last night, the Reds got off, of course, winning the game 5-1. They got off the board easily to start it. Lopez gets a base hit, steals second, and then Matt Reynolds just crushes a double. And a couple of outs, a walk to Farmer, then Stevenson, a little dribbler that goes past the mound. Donovan Walton scooped it up and did a flip to the first baseman, Flores, but he flipped it about 7 feet over his head. And Reynolds scored on the play to put the Reds up 2-0. Drury hit the home run to make it 3-0. The Giants came back with a run in the eighth inning, and it looked like they were going to get back into the game the way they do. As I always say, this is not an easy team to put away. And in the eighth inning, they got Ashcraft out of there, and Alexis Diaz is in, who's been a terrific setup man for the Cincinnati Reds. He's 4-for-45 for right-handers against him, and he throws that fastball 71% of the time in an era now where you don't see that many fastballs. Well, Ruff pinch hits for Papierski and does what Ruff does best. He's one of the best in the league. He draws a walk. LaStella gets a little flip, base hit to left field. Nice at bat for LaStella last night. Yaz pops up. Yaz 0-for-3 last night with a walk, and he got doubled off of first base in the sixth inning, which was weird for him. He popped up to second. All right, and now we got one out. Bart then comes in to run for Flores, who's got a base hit, and now the bags are loaded, and the Giants are only down 3-0 at this point. And who comes up but Jock Peterson? What a night. And the spotlight goes back to Jock. Can he do it again? Can he hit one out? Can he put the Giants in the lead? And lo and behold, Art Warren is in there now in relief of Diaz. He hits Peterson to drive in the run. And frankly, you'd like to see Peterson swing the bat there. And he just gets brushed with the pitch. The Giants put their first run on the board. But this brings up Crawford. And you know with Craw, things can always happen when the game is on the line. Well, not this time. Hit a sharp ground ball down the second. They turn the double play. And that's it for the Giants in the eighth inning. The bizarreness continued. Now in the bottom of the eighth because the Giants went to Jake McGee to bring him into the game. Unfortunately, he wasn't on the lineup card. Can you believe this? And he got to the mound, and the Reds complained about it. Hunter Wennelstad, who had an awful night as an umpire. That strike zone, I've never seen a strike zone like that last night. He's very well respected. No one got into it with him, but his strike zone was ridiculous last night. All right, so McGee is not on the lineup card. He can't pitch. He's got to leave the game, and Alvarez has got to come in a very embarrassing moment for Gabe Kapler last night, and he got into it a little bit in the dugout, and I don't blame him, with the bench coach, Kai Correa, who is really in charge of the lineup cards. So McGee's out. He never pitches a pitch, and he's out. And now coming in is Alvarez, and the Reds put the game away with a couple of runs there, which culminated on a catcher's interference with two out and the bases loaded for Nick Senzel. And he has a habit of doing this. He's got like 10 or 12 of these things in a few years, and he flicks the glove of Joey Bart. And the run now scores, and that makes it 5-1. And the Giants went gently into that good night and this one as they get beat 5-1 by the Reds last night. What a day of baseball, including Gabe Kapler protesting what is going on in this country. And I respect him for doing this and saying he's not going to come out for the national anthem until things change, until the direction of this country changes. And it goes back to the horrible murders that happened in Texas this week with that AR-15 rifle and the 18-year-old and the political reaction to it by the Republicans and people who have the power to change what is going on. So Gabe is going to stay in the clubhouse when the national anthem is played. And boy, how things have changed. If Colin Kaepernick kneeled down a few years ago and got blackballed from the NFL, here's a manager in baseball saying, I'm sorry, I'm not coming out for the national anthem. It's going to be interesting to see where this one ends up going. All right, time for our Perry's Preview, sponsored by Perry's Restaurant. Perry's an institution since 1969, known for good food, good drinks, and good people. Union Street, the Embarcadero, Larkspur, and soon, very soon, in Novato. Well, the matchup today is Alex Wood, who usually is a stopper for the Giants, and they need him to stop this little skid they've been on. They've lost 8 of 12. The Reds have won 3 straight. Giants have lost 6 of 8, if you want to narrow it down even further. But Alex Wood has been just ordinary this year, 31 years old, 66 and 51 lifetime, 3-3 on the year with a 4.82 ERA and a 1.55 whip, which is a big number for him. 4 games in May, and this is kind of what he's been doing. 18 innings, 25 hits, 12 runs, only one homer, so he's tough to take him out, 7 walks and 20 strikeouts, and in the last 5, the Giants have lost 3 of those 5 games. In 8 games on the year, he's got 4 solo home runs given up. That's okay. 37 in the third innings, not 5 a game. 46 hits, 21 runs, 12 walks, and 39 strikeouts. Lefties, don't touch him. 7 for 38. We'll see if Votto's in there today with one homer. Righties, 39 for 114 with 3 homers and an 882 OPS, which is a very big number. First pitch, they try to get him, 8 for 15 with a homer, so you may see the Reds swing early today. Runners in scoring position with all those people on and giving up runs, you can imagine what's coming here. 295 runners in scoring position and 2 out, 350, 7 for 20. First time through, 18 for 67, pretty good. Second time through, 16 for 63, pretty good. Third time through, you will not see him. 12 for 22, 5.45 the third time through. Amora is 0 for 5, Drury 2 for 11, Moran, who's not playing, 0 for 2, and Votto is 5 for 14 with a home run there. As we look in our preview, the Giants are 11-9 on the road, and Dodgers now have a 2-game lead over San Diego. Mookie Betts is just on fire this month with all the, I think he's got 10 of 13 home runs this month. Padres came back with Luke Voit with a 3-run homer and overcame a Pittsburgh 3-0 lead to win it eventually 4-3. They're 2 back. The Giants are 6.5 back. All right, on the other side of the coin, it should be better news for the Giants today. Vladimir Gutierrez goes for the Cincinnati Reds. He's 26 years old. He's from Havana, Cuba. Came up last year and went 9-6 and did a good job for the Reds. Well, this year it's been a different story for this right-hander. He's 0-6 with an 870 earned run average, 9-12 lifetime now, so you can see where that 0-6 fits in. The whip is 1.90, 30 games in his career, only 30 starts, 7 games this year, 30 innings pitched, 36 hits, 29 runs, 7 homers in 30 innings, 21 walks and 24 strikeouts, and if ever there was a pitcher made for the Giants, this is one today, but you never know what's going to happen in a game of baseball. Last 5, his team is 1-4. Batting average against the overall one is 308. 5 of the 7 homers to lefties, they're hitting 339. Righties are hitting 276, so you may want to load up the lefties today, which the Giants do very well, even though they miss Belt and Wade, I'll tell you that. 2 homers given up to righties. 3 stolen bases, 1 caught stealing, and a first pitch in play, like Wood. You can see a lot of first pitch swinging today. 7 for 13 with a couple of homers. 2 solos of the 7, so 5 of them are given up with runners in scoring position, where 359 and with 2 out, 7 for 16, 438. Wow. All right, first time through, it's generally okay, 269. Then it starts to get weird. 321 with 6 homers. Third time through, you probably won't see him. 417. The only player on the Giants who's hit him before and hasn't even hit him really is Jock Peterson. He's seen him. 0 for 6. So that is the matchup here that we've got with Alex Wood and Vladimir Gutierrez for the Cincinnati Reds. What a week of life. What a week of baseball. We haven't even touched on the Tim Anderson, Josh Donaldson incident earlier in the week. So much has gone on. And then the terrible, terrible tragedy in Texas. It just breaks my heart when I think about it, and the effect, not just the losing the 19 children and the two teachers, but the effect on the families and the grandparents and the cousins and the families for the rest of their lives, and explaining it to the siblings and everything else. Just, it's awful. One of the most awful things we've seen. And something's got to be done. Something's got to be done. An 18-year-old just cannot walk into a store and say, hey, I want an AR-15. Come back the next day, get another one. No checks, no nothing, ammunition, the whole deal. If this was your 18-year-old son and he came home with an AR-15, what would you do? We can't have a world where this can happen. Can't do it. And I respect Gabe Kapler for standing up. Steve Kerr did it as well. Mad Dog Chris Russo did it. The NBA pregame show did a beautiful job on it. And it's time. It's enough. It's enough. Common sense has got to prevail with these kind of tragedies. All right, more coming up. Susan Slusser is going to join us. We're going to talk some baseball with her. Always a pleasure. She, of course, follows the Giants for the Chronicle. And it's a Saturday morning. So Memorial Day weekend is underway. Giants lose last night 5-1. They come back today to try to get on the side of the winning column. All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.